is the Starting Lineup with Cebulski, Darling, and Lawrence on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Let's bring in a special guest. We've been waiting. We've been talking about it all morning, and he's getting set to drop the puck with Team Sweden at the upcoming World Juniors. And pleased to welcome back to the Starting Lineup here on Sportsnet 650, Elias Pettersson. Elias, good morning.
Good morning.
You are leading the Swedish Hockey League before coming to join Team Sweden here at the World Juniors. You're leading the league in scoring as a teenager. Did you surprise yourself at all to start this year?
Yes, I'm a little surprised about how things have gone so well this season, especially the points. I prepared myself really good for the season, but I didn't think I would score this many points.
What has gone right for you? Is it situation? Is it the players you're playing with? What do you think has been the catalyst for allowing you to score so many points?
I think it's all around. All the players, the coaches, the team. We work together, work hard every practice, and the coach find good chemistry in the lines, and things have gone really well at the start of the season. So I don't have the right answer, but I have moved to a good team.
Well, it's working for you, whatever you're doing, so keep it up. Congratulations on how well it's going for you right now. Elias Pettersson joining us here on the line on Sportsnet 650. You're with Team Sweden now getting ready for the World Juniors. There's also some talk about you possibly playing for Sweden at the upcoming Winter Olympics in the new year. Have you heard anything more about that with respect to Team Sweden?
No, I haven't talked to the head coach of the Olympic team or anything like that. I have seen on Twitter that sports experts have write on their sites and on Twitter, but I haven't heard anything. I'm just going to do my best here in the World Juniors, and then we'll see what happens.
Do you? What would that mean to play for Sweden at the Olympics for you?
Big honor. For 1 year ago, I didn't believe I had any chance. Now, when the NHL players can play Olympics, I knew maybe I could have a chance this Olympic. And now things have gone really well for me. I think I have a great chance, but I haven't put up a goal that I need to be on the Olympic team. But if I make the team, it's going to be a big honor for me.
Elias, have you altered your timeline as to getting with the Vancouver Canucks? Have you altered the timeline as to when you feel that you'll be ready to play in the NHL?
No. I just want to take this season, do my best, score some points, and win a championship here in Sweden. And then the next season, we'll see what happens.
Is there a consideration to, you have a chance that you could sign a contract after your season in Sweden. Would there be a thought to want to come over here to North America, whether even to play with Utica or Vancouver before, once your season in Sweden ends?
I haven't thought about that, actually. Like I said, we take that off the season.
Do you get a sense of how excited fans are here to have you come over here to Vancouver yet? Do you hear it at all on Twitter? Do you get a sense that people are starting to get pretty excited and people are taking notice over here on this side of the world about what you're doing right now in Sweden?
Yeah, I have actually. I've seen some stuff on Twitter, on the media, and it's really excited for me as well that they believe in me and want me to get over there. So I'm happy with the situation that they're excited for me.
Have you had any contact with the Canucks at all? Have they sort of been monitoring what you've been doing over this year? When's the last time you talked to either Trevor or Jim?
I haven't talked to them since the draft, Trevor or Jim. But the Canucks scouts, some few of them has gone to Sweden to check out his players, and when they are in Sweden, they visited me in Växjö. So I talked to a few scouts and some trainers when they were in Sweden.
And what's their what was the conversations about it? They've obviously been extremely happy, I'm sure, of what you're doing.
Yeah, they like what they see. Ask how I feel living in a new city. How the trainers are here. How's your dieting going? And how's my life is in Växjö? And it's nice to hear from them.
So all the same stuff that we want to hear, how you're doing and all that, same questions that we're asking you this morning, right?
Exactly.
Elias Pettersson with us here this morning on Sportsnet 650. You touched on diet. There was a lot of speculation, I'm sure you heard about it. Oh, he's a skinny guy. He's got to put on weight. He's got to bulk up. Where are you at right now in terms of physically? How much do you weigh in terms of when you're going through the hockey season, trying to keep weight on can be a challenge. Where are you weight-wise right now?
I think I'm 167 or 160. I don't know in pounds, but it's 76 kilos.
Yeah, so you're a little less than training camp, right?
No, more than.
A little more? Okay.
Less than training camp.
Yeah. So that's expected. You're going to eventually put on weight. I mean, you're still a young man. Let's talk about the World Juniors, and obviously it's a great opportunity to you to showcase yourself in North America. We've heard the great story. Obviously, winning it all would be a great success for you, but going into this situation, what do you hope to accomplish as far as individually is concerned?
I want to dominate every game. I want to be best player on the ice and create many chances and help the team to win. And the long goal of this tournament is, of course, to win gold.
Do you see yourself dominating at this level? Because, I mean, you've had success against adults and grown men. Now you're playing against guys your age. Do you see yourself dominating at this tournament?
I hope to see so. Not saying I'm going to do, but I'm going to do my best and hopefully be a big part of Sweden to come a long way in this tournament.
Well, listen, I appreciate you doing this morning. Thanks for taking the time. Good luck at the World Juniors, and tell me if I've got my accent and my proper Swedish terminology done properly here, Elias. God jul?
Sorry?
God jul?
Yes, god jul.
God jul. Merry Christmas in Swedish.
Oh.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, see?
Perfect.
You've got people who can speak the language here once you get over here to Vancouver, not just Daniel.
Yes, that sounds good. Sounds good.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for doing this, Elias.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, good luck.
Elias Pettersson, Canucks first-round pick in 2017, hoping to dominate.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm coming here to dominate. And since he plays with men, there's a good chance he could and should dominate.
Sportsnet 650.